Morning Ireland, 11 minutes past 7, and after 8 o'clock we'll hear from the Greens' Brian Leddon and Janet Horner, each of them backing a different candidate in the Green Party leadership race. So far, Minister Roderick O'Gorman and Senator Pippa Hackett are the declared contenders. And the other political development in the last 24 hours is the news that Fianna Fáil has a new deputy leader, Minister of State Jack Chambers. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Let's start with Fianna Fáil and the appointment of Jack Chambers as deputy leader. How big is the prize and the significance of that, Micheál?
Well, I suppose this has been pushed for by members of the parliamentary party for quite some time, that position lying vacant since Dara Cailleary resigned 4 years ago. Now, there was some surprise, especially in the climate of major announcements around Leinster House and government buildings. But in other ways, I suppose it does make sense. Jack Chambers was the one who did act as the director of elections during the local election campaign. Although there were losses, Fianna Fáil were seen to have consolidated what it had, and the organisation of that campaign was seen to have gone well. Also, I suppose what was very clear from what the Taoiseach had to say yesterday when making this announcement is that Jack Chambers is being tasked with playing a crucial role now in preparations for the general election. That was emphasised repeatedly, the need for a budget and the need to prepare for a general election, which I suppose, if anything, just heightens that speculation that that election could take place before the turn of the year. Mm-hmm. Also, I think there is a feeling generally that if there are changes now being made in Fianna Fáil, that another one is on the way, and the Taoiseach to Oba confirming that's going to happen in the next few days, probably early next week. That's when someone is going to be nominated to take up the post of EU Commissioner. So that would be another significant change within the party. And right now, at the top of that speculation, and it as has been the case for quite some time, is the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath.
Which is a really interesting name to speculate about, given the importance of the upcoming budget as well.
It does, and it would raise questions about that. And of course, the budget is something that is being talked about and being emphasised, given its importance, the last one in the lifetime of this government. And of course, a budget too that is going to come before the next general election. Is it just weeks or is it a few months before that election? And budget preparations are already underway. Indeed, last night, the Taoiseach talking to his parliamentary party saying that it is a budget that would deliver for every child and every family throughout the country. Simon Harris saying too that members of Fine Gael must push back against any speculation that there will be an early election. So clearly the budget process is underway.
Let's talk about the Green Party contest and how it's shaping up. Some more details emerging last night.
Yes, the details around this contest were finalised late last night by the Green Party. So nominations will open today at 9 o'clock and they'll stay open till Monday at 9 p.m. And it's expected that the winner would be announced then on July the 8th. So two candidates in the race so far. It's not really expected that there will be anyone else, but no one can be certain about that. Roderick O'Gorman and Pippa Hackett. What was interesting also was that in the note that went out after that meeting of the Green Party executive, it said that there would be details for the deputy party position, the election for that. Those details will be sent to members in the next few days, as well as that what hustings are going to take place over the next 3 weeks will also be outlined.
And the question, I suppose, particularly given the rather disappointing results for the Greens in last week's local and Europeans, where they lost a number of council seats and where they lost their two MEP seats, the chances of either candidate holding their seat at that next election?
That's a key question. I suppose in Roderick O'Gorman's case, he has a seat to hold. He's also in a constituency where an extra seat is being added out in Dublin West. Although if you look at the local election results for the Green Party in that area, it is very clear that that is a massive challenge to hold that seat. For Pippa Hackett, she wasn't successful during the Green Wave the last time, although she was elected to the Shannon and, of course, ultimately got to attend cabinet meetings and has become a super junior and in that capacity answers questions in the Dáil. But again, if you look at the local election results in Offaly, the Greens facing a mighty challenge indeed. Only about 800 first preference results recorded for the party in the local elections in recent weeks. I suppose there is also the possibility, although it is an outside possibility, that there could be a by-election in Offaly. That's if the government decide to hold those contests, because Barry Cowan was elected to the European Parliament. So that would be a very, very early electoral test if Pippa Hackett were to be the successful candidate, and one that really, based on current form, based on the recent elections and opinion poll data, the Greens really, you couldn't see them winning that one.
Another development politically is the much discussed EU migration pact, and the vote was to take place in the Dáil this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a curious situation where when it was announced earlier in the week that that vote would take place on Wednesday night, there was much angst voiced by the opposition, who believed that a lot more time was needed for debate. There's also a view among many on the opposition benches that it should ultimately be put to the people in a referendum, because they believe it is ceding sovereignty on a key issue, that is immigration policy. But it was due to be voted on last night, but pretty much at the 11th hour, the Chief Whip, Hildegard Nocton, said that the debate would continue on into next week, that more speakers from the government side wanted to contribute. Now, the opposition was clear in its view that this was tactical. It said government numbers were tight last night, and that's why it was doing this. So this went on for quite some time. People like Bernard Durkin did enter the chamber and say they wanted to contribute next week. So ultimately, that was the decision. The vote delayed, and the debate to continue next week. But that itself, that decision, was pushed to a vote, and the government did have the numbers to pursue this strategy, winning the vote 74 to 68.
And when you say the votes on the migration pact for the government looking tight, is that because of a lack of independent support, or is that because of dissent within government backbench ranks?
Well, it is something that has caused, I suppose, no little debate, and there has been fierce criticism from the opposition. And when you look at it last night, government did have, I suppose, the numbers ultimately 74 to 68. But there is also a charge that it didn't pursue this policy, it didn't bring this to the House during the recent local and European election campaign, and that the charge is it did that for a reason, that there is controversy about this. The central charge is that it is an erosion of sovereignty when it comes to immigration policy. Government countering that, saying it cannot go it alone when it comes to trying to deal with this crisis. And it says that if it doesn't do it, that actually more immigrants will come to the country. That's something that was rejected by many last night, including the independent TD, Marion Harkin, who said there is no evidence, there is no proof of that. She also says that if that vote takes place next week in the Dáil, if the government does opt in to the pact, that no matter what happens after that, when it comes to the underpinning legislation, that essentially its hands are tied.
All right, Micheál, and as I say, we'll have more on the Green Party leadership contest after 8 o'clock. The time now, 19 minutes past 7.